These old-fashioned techniques can sometimes be very effective. Coping with fog has long been a routine part of police work here in Britain. Think of those old Sherlock Holmes films. London was a foggy place in Holmes's day too. In the movies in which Basil Rathbone starred as the great detective, all you see is a grey screen that makes you think the telly's broken. Then Holmes suddenly jumps out from where he's been hiding and catches his criminal. As it happens, Sherlock Holmes has been reborn in a BBC television series that has been very popular, with Benedict Cumberbatch in the role of the hero. Does the modern version still have those classic pea soupers, though? Fog's so thick that you can't see your nose in front of your face? If it's these you want, you should head for the post office. Unfortunately, you don't need to commit a robbery to generate fog there. It's not just a place to send letters, it's also a place to fill in forms. For insurance, savings accounts, passports, car tax, and many other things. Nothing generates fog like paperwork. While filling in forms is bad enough, the worst bit is always the part at the end when you come to the very small print. The section no one really reads, called Terms and Conditions. Try reading these, and you won't be able to see the building across the street when you next look out of the window. Fog-generating systems at the post office. When you say, "This is a robbery, hand over the money," the cashier would explain that you first have to fill out an application form, bring documents that show your address, and sign to confirm you've accepted the terms and conditions. That then generates enough fog to confuse you till the police arrive. Our only hope is the Plain English campaign. Since 1979, it has fought for clearer language in official documents. Every year, it identifies good examples. It also gives a so-called Golden Bull Award to bad ones. Texts so complicated and unhelpful that all they do is generate more fog. In a way, these texts...